first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jane McCormick Crowley wonders about butterflies and politicians.
I've been thinking about the butterfly effect. That theory some scientists have about the flap of a butterfly's wings somewhere in the Amazon rainforest affecting weather in Australia or Alabama. Now, I know it's pretty difficult to connect butterflies to politicians, but think about the changes in the quality of our lives if there were a concerted fluttering of conscience in Congress among wavering Democrats, fear-mongering Republicans, and so-called blue dogs. That fluttering could loosen their long-standing ties to the health insurance companies and pharmaceuticals, whose wealth has been built on high premiums, limited choices, and trickle-down reimbursements for medical claims. That fluttering could put an end to the millions those companies spend on lobbying, money used to support their notions of free market reins on the health of American citizens. Power would shift. We'd see our infant mortality drop to the levels of other so-called developed countries. Our life expectancy could increase, no longer at the mercy of unknown pre-existing conditions, and our understandable dread of sickness, treatment costs, and subsequent losses would lessen. Preventive care could check the spread of illness, strengthen the workforce, even increase productivity. Enough fluttering, and all of us would realize that when it comes to the nation's health care, we are all our brothers and sisters' keepers.
Jane McCormick Crowley is a retired teacher living in Soquel. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.